Now, it's a united stand by hundreds of retired Israeli security officials, including former heads of intelligence agencies. They are urging U.S. President Donald Trump to pressure the Israeli government to end the war in Gaza. The open letter has been signed by 550 people, including former chiefs of the Shin Bet and the Mossad spy agency. They say, in their professional judgment, Hamas no longer poses a strategic threat to Israel, and they want the U.S. leader to steer Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu towards a ceasefire. Take a listen. Now, still with the story, earlier I spoke to Ami Ayalon, a former head of the Shin Bet security agency, about this letter and asked him how security officials can suggest that all Israeli military objectives have been achieved when there are still hostages being held in terror captivity in Gaza. Take a listen.
Okay, the war, in the beginning it was just war. It was a war of defense. We have been attacked after, you know, a disaster, a massacre, I think that it will take us a generation to understand. But we achieved all the military goals. And this war started without a political goal. And it is not a mistake. It is not that we forgot, to decide on the political goal. I have to remind myself and to the audience that after 2 or 3 days, when Benny Gantz and Eisenkot joined the military cabinet, they asked to discuss the day after, which is the political goal, and Netanyahu refused. Now, he refused not by mistake. He refused because it was clear to him that the moment that they will start to discuss or to exchange ideas, he will lose his coalition. His coalition is led by people that the moment the war will be over, they are out of the coalition. So what we see today, it was a just war as long as we had to achieve the military goals, which is to dismantle the military power of Hamas. But today Hamas is not a military organization. You know, there are terror cells, there will be forever terror cells unless we shall create a different political reality. And Netanyahu refused to do it because of political reasons. And this is why once the war is not a war of defense, it is not a just war. We are sending our youngsters, many of them are dying there. We are killing our enemies, and we have the right to do it only as long as it justifies a political goal, a new horizon. And today, we do not have it. So the war today is a political war.
At the same time, there are still 50 hostages held in the terror tunnels of Gaza. We've seen the harrowing images. What is it going to take to get them back home?
70% of the Israelis think that this war should be over. And all what we need is to bring back all our 50 hostages and to end the war. So we represent not a small minority. The government is leading a policy which is totally against the voice of the Israelis, of the Israeli people. For us, by the way, today, all the generals and the general staff, those who serve, not formers like us, they are saying there is a contradiction between our demand to bring back the hostages and the government demand to expand the war. So we have to decide. The only way to bring back the hostages is by a deal, a negotiated deal. What we are doing now, you know, there were moments where it was tragic. Our soldiers killed hostages. In other cases, Hamas killed our hostages only because we entered into the tunnels. So it is obvious, if we really want to bring back the hostages, and I totally agree, we have two main missions. First is to bring back our hostages. This is the whole essence of what unites us together. And second, to destroy Hamas So we destroyed Hamas on the military ground. But in order really to destroy the ideology, we have to end the war and to create a better reality, a political horizon for us and for the Palestinians.
How then do you feel writing a letter to Donald Trump is going to help? At the beginning of the year, the U.S. president said all hell would break loose if hostages weren't freed. How do you expect him to steer Benjamin Netanyahu towards a ceasefire? What kind of leverage do you feel he has?
He has all the leverage that he wants. Israel, whether we like it or not, we depend on America. If we didn't understand it before the 7th of October, everybody in Israel understand it now. Without the American assistance, whether, economic assistance, military assistance, and political assistance in the UN, without it, Israel is a totally different country. So we have all the leverage. He just have to decide. And why I'm so optimistic? And why did we write this letter? Because we believe that this is an American interest, as much as it is an Israeli interest. Why? Because it is the first time after too many years that what we see in the Middle East today is not a small conflict between Israelis and Palestinians. It is a regional conflict that shapes the stability or the instability of the Middle East and will create a major impact on the global atmosphere, whether it will be the economy, whether it will be, instability or violence in Europe or even in America. So this is a pure international and an American. Trump was elected in order to end wars and not to grab America to another Middle Eastern war. So I think that he start to understand it. And I hope that when he will see that even in Israel, majority and the military commanders are supporting it, I hope that he will adopted.
So then when it comes to the day after, much has been made of the fact that there hasn't been a clear plan. What kind of viable solution would you suggest? One that includes Israelis feeling safe. In other words, a solution that ensures there is no longer a Hamas threat.
My articles and in all my speeches, I used to, first of all, to try to convince people that we have to separate between defense and security. Israel is probably the most defended country on earth. We saw it when Iranians tried to attack us with hundreds of missiles, ballistic missiles, and all type of ammunition or whatever. When the Houthis are doing it, but Israelis do not feel secure. Security is totally different. Is what I feel. And, I'm not going to go back to history. Israelis, if we look back into our history, we do not feel secure. We believe that, every generation there is an enemy, anti-Semitism or someone. If you ask Israelis, they will start to tell you the history from the Second Temple. It is especially relevant this week. And then they will go pogroms and Spanish Inquisition and the Holocaust. So I believe that we shall feel more secure when we shall feel that not everybody is against us. And this is why I believe, there are polls that show, for me, it was a surprise that the two leaders that Israelis believe that they can provide security, not only defense, are Trump and Ben Salman, more than any other Israeli political leader, which is amazing. So this is why I believe that Israelis will feel, if it will be a joint venture of the American president and the Prince Crown, Ben Salman, supported by all the regional countries and by Europe and the UN, I believe that it will be supported by the Israelis.